now we come to our first feature. You'll be used to hearing a regular feature researched, written and read by our very own Richard Matthew. Here he is with an article about Kett's Rebellion.
Sometimes our picture of historical figures changes radically over time, and Norfolk has a good example of this. If you visit Norwich Castle today, you'll find a plaque which commemorates Robert Kett, stating that it is in, quote, reparation and honour to the memory of a notable leader in the long struggle of the common people of England to escape from a servile life into the freedom of just conditions. A local primary school, a pub, a park and a road are named after him, and a local author has described him as a, quote, thoughtful, caring man, shrewd, positive and willing to negotiate, who wanted reform, not revolution. And yet Robert Kett, who led a rebellion in 1549, was condemned and executed in Norwich as a felonious and malicious traitor. After the defeat of the rebellion, some 4,000 rebels lay dead in the streets of Norwich. And for over 300 years after that, Kett was portrayed as a failure and a rebel. It was only in the mid-19th century that opinions about him began to change. And in the post-war period, he has become a sort of folk hero. It all began in July 1549 in Wyndham, when a small band of peasants began pulling down fences which local landowners had put up to enclose common land to use for their sheep pasture, thus depriving local people of grazing land for their animals and of a source of firewood. Some of these fences belonged to Robert Kett, a local yeoman farmer and tanner, but surprisingly he joined the band of peasants and became their leader after destroying his own fences. The band then marched towards Norwich, initially camping at Beauthorpe and then Helston. They then moved round the north of the city and set up camp on Mousehold Heath, on heights overlooking the city on the east side, where they were soon joined by other discontented countrymen, forming a camp of some 10,000 men. A large oak tree, which became known as the Oak of Reformation, became the centre of a sort of alternative local government, where Kett administered justice and even appointed governors of 25 local communities. They also drew up a document of 29 articles of complaint about the behaviour of local lords of the manor, which they sent to the king, the young Edward VI. This included the famous statement that, quote, we pray that all bondmen may be made free. On July the 21st, they were offered a pardon if they dispersed, but they refused, saying that they had done nothing wrong. They proceeded to raid Norwich, capturing and imprisoning the mayor and other leading citizens. By August the 1st, an army of about 1,400 men, led by the Marquis of Northampton, reached the city, and a battle was fought in the Bishopsgate area. The rebels lost about 150 men, but the Marquis's army was forced to withdraw, and Lord Sheffield was killed. The rebels now had control of the city, and they rifled the houses of the rich and set fire to parts of the city. This caused great alarm in London, and a much larger army of 13,000 men, including foreign mercenaries, led by the Earl of Warwick, was sent to Norwich. There was an initial clash in the city when 320 men were killed. On August the 24th, the rebels refused another offer of pardon, and 49 were captured and hanged. They retreated back up to Mousehold, taking with them some cannon which they had captured, which they used to batter down most of Cow Tower near the cathedral. But as they had lost control of the city, they were running out of food supplies and decided to do battle with Warwick's forces at Dussindale on the eastern edge of the city on August the 27th. They were no match for Warwick's forces, especially for some 1,400 highly trained German mercenaries, and some 3,000 rebels were killed. Warwick lost only about 200 men. The next day, Robert Kett was captured in Swannington, and he and his brother William were taken in chains to the Tower of London. 9 of the other leaders were hanged at the Oak of Reformation, and were then drawn and quartered, and their heads were fixed on top of towers around the city, a grisly sight indeed. Another 200 or so rebels were hanged outside Magdalen Gate. The Kett brothers were tried on November the 26th for, quote, exciting sedition, rebellion, and insurrection, and initially were sentenced to be hanged at Tyburn in London, but it was then decided that they should be executed in Norwich, presumably to serve as a warning to local people. They were held for a few days in the dungeon in the Guildhall. Robert was then hanged from the walls of the castle, where his body was left to rot, visible to all from the marketplace. William was hanged from the West Tower of Wyndham Abbey. The question of exactly why Robert Kett, a prosperous yeoman farmer and a pillar of the local community, chose to lead this major rebellion has never been answered satisfactorily. We can only speculate that he had an instinctive sympathy for the plight of the common man in his struggle against powerful gentry and greedy landlords. Today, Robert Kett is somewhat of a folk hero, and of course a hero to many at the time also. One man, referring to Kett's camp, was quoted as saying, "'Twas a merry world when we were yonder eating mutton." Only 4 years after the rebellion, the Earl of Warwick was also executed for high treason.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard.